Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Joining us for the last few minutes of this hour, live from Miami, returning from Haiti, Pastor Matt Harrison, Executive Director of LCMS World Relief and Human Care. We're going to find out what he saw down there and what is going on by way of relief efforts in that war, in that earthquake-torn country. It's been, what, almost 2 weeks now, and it sounds as though things are still a big mess. Pastor Matt Harrison, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hey, Ted, how you doing?
Very well. You just left, and what kind of a scene did you leave behind?
Well, it's unimaginable. It's multifaceted. We have a medical team working in Jacmel, and we set up a clinic at Marquises Church, the president of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Haiti. Right away when we got there, we determined that there was a local Baptist hospital which was severely understaffed and had many, many people coming in with secondary infections and other issues, coming in with limbs that needed to be amputated, injured from the initial quake. In Jacmel, south of Port-au-Prince, there's no evidence at this point of any heavy equipment. There are tent camps everywhere, refugee camps everywhere, and they range from palm leaves stacked in lean-to fashion to bed sheets put over a few sticks to people who have gotten plastic tarps and some tents. So there's no evidence in Jacmel when we were there day before yesterday that anything organized was happening at all for this large city. On a couple hours over the mountain in Port-au-Prince, it's total chaos. Still very little. There are things going on, but it's like putting Kibera slum in Kenya, Soweto, Bombay, Chennai, Katrina, and the Asian tsunami all together in one spot. It's mile after mile after mile after mile of devastation, and it's unfathomable, frankly. I'm personally traumatized from seeing it.
And you have seen, I mean, you've been to the site of tsunamis, the site of other earthquakes and whatnot. So that must be, it must be horrific indeed. The needs, as you continue to point out, Matt, are so basic. We're not talking about, the kind of infrastructure that other societies may enjoy. We're talking about food, water, a place to sleep out of the sun, and then, of course, the amazing medical needs down there. How do we begin? Where do you begin when you're standing there on the streets and there's not even a shovel around to help clean up?
Well, the beginning is with the Haitian people themselves. It's remarkable, and everybody that has worked with us, everybody I've talked to, and it's been my own experience, that the Haitians are unbelievably strong. There's a quiet strength amidst this chaos of their country. There's an unbelievably deep faith in many, many Haitians. There's a kindness and a graciousness which is really extraordinary. In many places where homes are completely down and there's no evidence of any. In Jacmel, there were no police, no authorities, no evident government, not a single official vehicle, nothing. And the people themselves, where they were just beginning to dig on top of huge piles of rubble. It's like these buildings, four, five, six stories high, just in some cases just exploded into a pile of rubble. The strength is in these people. where do we begin? We begin where the family always begins. You call those who are your closest kin, and you ask, what do you need? And then how can we get it done? And that's what we've done with the Lutherans in Haiti. And that's why we've gotten food in and continue to get significant shipments of food in by boat from Santo Domingo to Jacmel and overland through Kimani from the Dominican. That's why we have medical teams on the ground, and we'll continue to have medical teams in Jacmel on the ground, treating hundreds and hundreds of people in need, and also people with the daily normal needs that are just overwhelming hospitals with the increased trauma. So that's where we start, and that's what we're doing. It's just making a difference one person at a time, one insignificant person at a time, but with the blood of Christ and holy baptism, we know that there's not a single insignificant human being.
The first time we talked to you, when you were still in the Dominican Republic, just kind of sizing things up, unable to enter, you said you had spoken to a Lutheran pastor down there, or perhaps the president of the Lutheran Church down there, and you mentioned that he said that he knew that the Lord had not forsaken them and not abandoned them. Tell us that story again and talk about the churches down there in Haiti.
Well, Thomas Barnard, whose church we visited in Port-au-Prince, the church is in good shape. It's got some cracks, but it's in good shape. He's got a lot of destruction just nearby. And he said, look, all the wrath of Christ has been poured out in the cross of Jesus, so we know God is not visiting retribution on the Haitians. Mark Ikessa, we talked last night, late into the night, about voodoo, actually, on the way back from Port-au-Prince, and Ikessa was noting the number of people who are coming to church has increased markedly, and people who are being baptized, etc., and he said, with a wry smile on his face, the devil was telling God, I think we've got more voodoo believers in Haiti than Christians. And God said, let me shake Haiti, and we'll find out if that's true. And Kessa was telling about one family of a voodoo shaman who is, in fact, coming to church now. So it's very interesting. I think that theology is quite reminiscent of Job, frankly. So, who knows? I think the Lord has shaken the whole world with this thing, and it's far beyond anything any of us can comprehend, far beyond. But we grab hold in our little place where we can help, and we do so.
We talked recently with Colleen Carroll Campbell. She observed that Haiti was helping us Americans as much as America was helping Haiti, because it is taking our eyes off of ourselves and our pitiful little problems. With about 30 seconds, your thoughts there?
Well, I'll never forget the EMT nurse at Kimani last week we had taken down, and she said, you know, in my emergency room in Chicago, everybody complains about everything. Here I am treating a woman who has just had her arm guillotined, and she's with nothing but Tylenol, and she's sincerely thanking me for coming to help her. And this doc was just in tears, trying to comprehend the unfathomable differences between what we have and what these people don't have.
Finally then, Matt, with 1 minute, what do the folks at LCMS World Relief and Human Care do next?
Well, we continue with food, medicine, and move toward the housing issue with our partners. And we're going to continue this clinic and connected with this hospital, which was just surprising. You should have seen the staff at the hospital when our docs and nurses showed up. They were like angels from heaven coming to help these people. And what an amazing blessing that the Lord put us there at that place. So we're going to continue on through the month with that clinic there, and also most likely start another location, but we'll see how that turns out. It's a matter of continuing shipments of food as needed, and there's a lot that's going to be on the drawing board and implemented over the next week.
Folks, please consider making a donation to help the victims of Haiti through the work of LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Find out more under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Pastor Matt Harrison is a good friend, a regular guest, executive director of LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Matt, keep up the good work, and you and all those that LCMS World Relief and Human Care are helping continue to be in our prayers. Thank you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Well, when we come back from this break, we've got hour two of Issues Etc. straight ahead. Earlier this morning, had a very interesting conversation with Robert A. Schuller. Dr. Robert A. Schuller is the son of the famous positive thinking Schuller, Robert Schuller of the same name, of Crystal Cathedral and the Hour of Power. And very briefly, Dr. Robert A. Schuller was also at Crystal Cathedral and head of the Hour of Power. He has since left. We'll get the story of how that happened. And also, we'll talk about the place of the gospel in the Christian life. He talks about a struggle of the Christian life in his latest book. And his latest book, very unusually, not typical of the Hour of Power Crystal Cathedral theology, is full of the gospel, of messages like sin and the need for forgiveness, of rebellion and disobedience and the need for the perfect obedience of Jesus Christ. We'll explore that a little more deeply in our conversation with Dr. Schuller and see, the gospel is good, but does it have an ongoing, abiding, and central place in the life of the Christian, especially as the Christian struggles against adversity and rejection and various troubles in life? And then I want your reaction to our conversation with Dr. Robert A. Schuller. After our conversation with him ends, 1-877-623-6943. There'll be a lot to hear and a lot to chew on and a lot to ask and comment on afterwards. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us at issuesetc. Our conversation with Dr. Robert A. Schuller on the place of the gospel in the Christian life in Hour 2 of Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.